fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Rico. I'm Silver.
When Dave Adams, the young marshal of San Angelo, was shot down and badly crippled by Swifty Sereno, the Lone Ranger set out to bring the gunman to justice. But Sereno proved a crafty fugitive, and for months the ashes of his campfires were cold when the masked man and Tonto came upon them. However, time and distance caused Swifty to drop his guard, and as he did, his old spirit of bravado returned. The masked rider of the plains came to this conclusion as he and Tonto once again neared the town of San Angelo shortly after sunup one morning.
Oh, Silver, go away.
You think Swifty Sereno camp here?
Yes, it's his camp, all right. No doubt about it.
How you know?
Just as we've been able to trail him through four states and territories in the past 6 months. See the charred butt of that Mexican cigarette there?
Oh, yeah. Him smoke all time. Why you think him come back to San Angelo?
He's a show-off, Tonto, smart aleck. He'd like nothing better than to stage a hold-up in a town where he knows he's wanted. That could be one reason. But there's another. And that's the one I'm most concerned about right now.
And what that?
When he shot and paralyzed Marshal Dave Adams, the marshal killed Sereno's partner. Sereno may have returned to square accounts with Adams.
Oh, that's bad. Marshal, crippled man. Him not able to fight now.
I know. We've got to warn him that Sereno's in the vicinity and to be on the lookout for him.
We ride to town and tell him?
No, Tonto. I read in the San Angelo paper that Adams retired to a small ranch somewhere near here after he was shot. I don't know where the ranch is. I doubt if Sereno does.
What we do, Kemosabe?
I'll stay here just in case he should come back. You ride into town and buy supplies. Now, without arousing suspicion, inquire where Dave Adams' ranch is.
Me go now?
Yes, but you'll need money. I don't have enough cash, so I'll get some bar of silver from the saddlebags. Here you are, Tonto. The storekeeper will change it into cash for you.
Steady, Scout. Steady, fella. Me come back pronto.
Adios.
Get him up, Scout.
Hi,
short time later, Tonto rode into the one broad street that traversed the town. And after fruitlessly searching for the piebald Mustang Swifty Sereno was last known to be riding, he reined up and dismounted in front of Jim Henty's general store. As he entered the store, Henty was waiting on a young woman customer.
Come in, Injun.
How?
Just make yourself at home till I get through waiting on Mrs. Adams.
How much does that come to, Mr. Henty?
Let's see. Not counting the salt, I reckon it sums up to around $8.25, cash.
Will you charge it, please?
Well, now, Hildy, I like to be obliging, and I know how things are with Dave right now, but I'm just not in any position to extend credit.
I dislike to ask for credit, but we'll pay for it when Dave gets on his feet again.
I'm sorry, Hilda, but Dave's not a good risk for credit.
He's never failed to pay a debt yet.
Oh, it's not that he wouldn't pay. It's because he's never going to be able to pay it.
I know what's wrong with you, Jim Henty. You've been listening to old Doc Taylor.
Well, yes, I have. According to him, Dave's never going to walk again. Doc says that bullet hit so close to Dave's spine, it paralyzed him permanent.
Doc Taylor's a fool. Dave will walk again. He did walk a week ago.
Did you see him walk?
Well, no, I didn't see him, but I know he did.
Hildy, Doc Taylor says you've been working too hard. Says you need a rest.
I know what you're thinking. You and Doc Taylor are just alike.
Sometimes folks overwork to where it's not good for them, Hildy.
You stupid old penny pincher. You'll see. Dave will walk again. But he'll never walk into this store if he lives to be 100.
Now, Hilda, there's no need to get mad about it. Oh, that's just like a woman to get mad about nothing at all. Well, Injun, let me put these groceries back on the shelf and I'll wait on you.
No, you leave groceries.
What's that, Injun?
You not put them back. Me buy them.
You mean you want these things that Hilda Adams was going to buy?
Me buy them.
When Tonto returned to the Lone Ranger, he told the masked man where Dave Adams lived and what he had seen and heard in Jim Henty's store in San Angelo, and showed him the supplies which Hilda Adams had selected and which he paid for.
Storekeeper say doctor tell him Marshall Adams not walk again. Bullet hurt him plenty bad.
That's what I understood too, Tonto. Dave was shot near the spine and paralyzed from the hips down.
But white squaw say she know him walk. Then storekeeper say she worked too hard. Maybe need rest. What him mean by that, Kimasabi?
Evidently he means that she only imagines that her husband walked recently. As sometimes, Tonto, when people are very tired or worried, they think that something happens which doesn't.
Oh, you mean them loco, huh?
Oh, something like that, yes.
A woman in store, not loco. Me know.
Well, we'll learn more about this when we get to Adams Ranch. All right, let's mount up, City.
Silver. Come on, Silver. Get him up.
Here we are, Tonto.
Oh,
the place looks badly run down. Dave hasn't the money to keep it in shape.
Me get supplies out of saddlebag.
No, Tonto, leave them there for the present. We'll have to make ourselves known first.
All right, you hombres, reach for the sky.
Oh, there woman me see in store, and her got gun.
I said reach, both of you.
Do as she says, Tonto. Put up your hands.
You're the Indian I saw in Jim Henty's store this morning. What did you do? Go get your masked friend and trail me out here?
We came here as your friends.
Friends of mine don't wear masks. And from the looks of the gear you carry, you travel light and fast. Now, what do you want here?
We came to see you and your husband.
You don't know us.
You're the wife of Dave Adams, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
If you'll take me to him, he'll identify me.
My husband? Identify you?
I think so.
All right, mister, we'll see about that. And if he can't, it's going to be too bad for you and your Indian friend.
Mr.
right, Dave. This masked hombre says you can identify him as a friend. Ever see him before?
I never laid eyes on him before, Hilda.
Thought so.
May I identify myself, then?
You'd better. And quick, too.
I'll have to lower my hands. Get something out of my belt.
Go ahead. Hilda's got you covered. Watch him close, Hilda.
I am. Don't worry.
Right here. Pass this to your husband.
What's this? A bullet?
Let me see it. A silver bullet.
A silver bullet? Why, you've got... Yes, Dave?
Stack that rifle in the corner and meet the best friend a lawman ever had.
You mean... You're serious?
Yes, I am. Stack that gun.
Then you know who he is?
Hilda, if I'm not mistaken, that Indian's name is Tonto. How about it, Redskin?
Not right. Me, Tonto.
Then the masked man is...
The Lone Ranger.
During the next few minutes, the Lone Ranger told Dave Adams and his wife how he and Tonto had trailed Swifty Sereno through four states and territories, and that he now believed Sereno to be somewhere in the vicinity. Warning the former marshal of San Angelo to be on guard until a gunman was apprehended, the masked rider of the plains arose from his chair.
Tonto and I brought some extra supplies along. They're in the saddlebags. We'll go and get them.
Before you do, I'd like to ask you something.
All right. What is it, Mrs. Adams?
Now that you've proved who you are, and as long as we're good friends now, I'd like to see what you look like.
You mean you'd like to see the masked man's face?
Why, yes. As long as he knows he's with friends, he shouldn't mind us seeing what he looks like. Well, why not?
Hilda, don't you know that nobody has ever seen the face of the Lone Ranger? And nobody ever will? Oh, your pardon, Hilda. She just doesn't know.
I understand, Dave. Now, Mrs. Adams, if you'll show Tonto and me where to put the
supplies.
Oh,
I'll go with you and show you. And we thank you more than you'll ever know.
We sure do, Master.
Once outside the ranch house, the Lone Ranger paused, and Mrs. Adams drew up beside him wonderingly.
Mrs. Adams, there's something I want to ask you in strictest confidence.
Why, what is it?
Did your husband walk recently?
Well, I didn't see him walk, but I know he did. Even Dave doesn't believe me.
Then how do you know he walked?
Right after Dave was shot down, I found a silver bullet laying on his desk in town.
Yes?
We knew it meant that you, the Lone Ranger, would track down Swifty Sereno. If it hadn't been for finding that silver bullet, I believe Dave would have died. But it gave him heart to know that the Lone Ranger was out somewhere risking his life to bring that gunslinger to justice.
But what is that to do
with... I'm getting to that. When we moved out here to the ranch, Dave had me put that bullet in the clock on the mantel in the living room. Nobody else knew where it was, and I never touched it. As months wore on and we didn't hear anything about you or Swifty Sereno, I guess Dave began to lose faith. Figured maybe somebody had fooled him. He got nervous, wouldn't eat much, talked in his sleep a lot.
Yes, I can understand that.
Then, one morning, about a week ago, I went into the bedroom to wake him up. There, clutched tight in his hand, was the silver bullet.
And how do you account for it being there?
There's only one way it got there. Dave got up in his sleep and walked into the living room to get it.
Are you certain of that?
Even you doubt me. I told Dave what I thought. He said I must have walked in my sleep. He told Doc Taylor, and Doc thinks I'm breaking under the strain of caring for Dave. Oh, if you'd only try to understand what it means to me,
I do understand. I believe you.
But you see, Dave has given up. Doc Taylor's told him he'll never walk again, and Dave believes him.
Hey, Miss Harvey, men come.
Oh, three of them.
You know who those men are?
Why, yes, yes, I know them. It's Sheriff Sam Clayton and two of his deputies.
Fools, what are they shooting for?
You better go, please.
Hurry, Kimasabi.
Tell Dave we'll see him later. Get a silver, easy be clever. One silver!
One scout!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto had gone to the ranch of Dave Adams, the crippled former marshal of San Angelo, to warn him that Swifty Sereno, the man who had shot him several months before, was in the vicinity. As the Lone Ranger and Tonto were about to depart, Sheriff Sam Clayton and two deputies approached the ranch and, seeing them, opened fire. The masked rider of the plains and his Indian companion galloped toward the hills.
Stop! Stop, you fool! Haven't you any sense, Sheriff? You've got no right to ride in here shooting like that.
When I see a masked hombre and him about to ride off, I shoot first and ask questions later.
Then why didn't you follow him?
That big horse of his was too fast for us, otherwise I would. Who are them two, Hilder?
They're not lawbreakers, Sheriff, so it's none of your business.
I'm making it my business. Are them groceries laying there the same ones you bought in Jim Henty's store this morning?
Yes. What of it?
You couldn't pay for them. But that redskin who just rode off with a mask hombre did pay. Jim Henty told me. I want to know why.
And I'm not telling you.
Boys, I'm going inside to have a talk with Dave.
All right, Sheriff.
Maybe he'll be more in a mood to talk than Hilda here. You won't tell me who the Injun and his masked partner are, huh, Dave?
All I'll tell you, Sheriff, is that they're not lawbreakers. You'll have to take my word for it. Now get out of here.
Dave, somebody's riding up outside. It's Paul Connors, the cashier at the Sarpens Bank.
Paul Connors? What's he coming here for?
Well, no Pronto. Here he comes.
Sheriff Clayton.
Yeah, what's the matter, Paul?
Sheriff, the bank's been held up and robbed. Jim Henty told me where I'd find you.
Robbed?
By a lone bandit. He had me covered before I knew he was standing in front of me. Took $10,000 in gold I had in a bag on the counter.
And did he get away?
Yes, he did.
Paul, was the bandit riding a piebald horse, a big bay?
What? Yes, come to think of it, it was a piebald bay. How'd you know, Dave?
Sheriff, the bandit who stuck up the bank is Swifty Sereno, the same man who shot me 9 months ago.
And just how do you know that?
Never mind how I know. When you get him, you'll find the $10,000 he took. Now get out of here and go after him. You let him get away once before, and you'd better not let him get away again, or there'll be a new sheriff after the next election if I have to campaign from this sickbed.
Look, Tonto, lying on the trail ahead of us.
Ah, horse lay on ground.
Rein up. Horse, fella.
Easy, fella. Maybe him sick horse, Kimasabe.
You're wrong, Tonto. The horse is dead.
Oh, that right? Him been shot?
Yes, and he must have gone down under his rider. The saddle's still on him.
Oh, but where, rider?
Make one move and I'll drop you both.
Well, easy, Tonto. You got us covered.
You bet your boots I've got both of you covered, big fella. Now keep your hands high. Yeah, like that.
You must have been in a hurry to ride a wounded horse to death.
Maybe I was. You wasn't poking when you rode in here yourself. Just what was your hurry, Mr. Maskman?
The sheriff and a couple of deputies are anxious to talk to me. I'm not in a talking mood today.
Well, the sheriff, huh?
Of course, I imagine he won't mind talking to you also.
He's not going to talk to me. Now shuck them guns and toss them in the brush over yonder. Don't get flip with them when you drop your hands. Come on.
All right.
There's one. Now the other.
There.
Two. Now you, Indian. Toss yours over there, too. Good. Sorry I can't stay around to get better acquainted, but I gotta go places. This big white horse is a critter to take me there, ho, fella.
Easy, Silver. Looks like I have no choice in the matter.
You're smart.
Steady, boy.
Give my regards to the sheriff when he catches up with you and your Indian pal. I don't reckon you'll get far riding double on the Indian's horse.
And I don't think you'll get far riding mine.
What you mean by that?
Silver!
Get him, Kimasabi!
Who are you?
Drop that gun!
Drop it, or do I have to break your arm?
I quit! Me got gun!
Good, Tonto. Now, Sereno, get up!
Hey, how'd you know my name?
I haven't been trailing you for months without knowing who you are. Swifty is the first name, I believe. Swifty Sereno.
Yeah. That's my name, all right, but why you been trailing me?
You'll find out.
Here are our guns, Kimasabi.
Good. now to search our friend.
Hey, here. Leo!
Shut up! Say, you seem to have gained wealth recently.
Give me that sack.
Him broke week ago. Him rich now.
This gold seems to solve the riddle of the wounded horse you were riding. Well, Sereno, I think your back-trailing days are over.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, with their prisoner walking in front of them, drew rein in the cottonwoods not far from the Adams Ranch House. Leaving Tonto to guard the prisoner, the masked rider crept stealthily toward the barns, where he waited until Hilda Adams came toward the corral. Then he signaled that he wanted to speak to her.
Did you or Dave tell the sheriff who I am?
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. But I'd also like to know why you didn't.
He thinks the same as Doc Taylor, that I'm out of my mind. If I'd told him it was the Lone Ranger and Tonto he saw, he'd only have laughed at me.
I see. Well, Mrs. Adams, tonight I intend to change the sheriff's mind on that point. I'll need your cooperation. However, I must ask that you tell Dave absolutely nothing about it.
Oh, but I can't promise that.
Today you asked me to believe you.
Yes, I know.
And I did believe you. Now you must believe me.
Well, it's all a mystery to me why you want me to do this, but I will. I believe you.
Good. Now, shortly before 9 tonight, join Tonto and me right here. You understand?
All right, I will.
And remember, no matter what happens after that, don't enter the house until I call you.
I'll be here.
Bring him up, boys.
Oh, 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 oh.
Well, there's a light burning in the front room, fellas. And one burning in Dave's room, too, Sheriff. Let's go in.
That's Dave calling.
I'll open the door.
Who's that?
It's me, Dave. The sheriff.
There's nobody in this room, Sheriff.
Maybe he's got him in the bedroom.
What are you doing here, Sheriff?
What am I doing here? I come to get Swifty Sereno. That's what I'm doing. Come on in here, boys.
Swifty Sereno? Are you crazy?
Nope, I'm not crazy. I got a tip that Swifty Sereno would be turned over to me and my deputies rode out here tonight.
Show him the note you found in your office, Sheriff.
Yeah. Here it is. Take a look at it.
Raise me up so I can read it by the lamplight.
I'll help you, Dave.
Now, let's see. Hey, listen. Somebody's riding up.
Yeah. Maybe that's Sereno himself.
Sheriff.
What?
If this is a frame-up...
What do you mean, a frame-up?
You know what I mean. If it is, remember, I can still shoot if I can't walk.
Now, you're loco, Dave. This is no frame. Now, quick, boys. Into the front room.
All right, right.
I'll get back against the wall so he don't see you when he comes in.
Here he comes, whoever it is.
If he goes for his guns, let him have it. Now, quiet. Get him up!
Oh, it's you, Sheriff.
Hey, he's not Sereno.
That's the mask, hombre. We saw here today.
Well, masked feller, I didn't expect to run into you again.
Keep your hands high there. Don't reach for them fancy guns you got strapped on you.
I'm not a fool.
It looks like I catch two birds with one stone tonight. While we're waiting for the other one to show up, you can do some explaining, Masked Man.
About what?
Who you are. What you're doing around these parts. Now start talking.
And suppose I refuse.
I'll find out anyway. First off, let's take a look at your face.
Get away from me.
Take it easy now, fella, unless you want to get hurt.
Yank that mask off his face, Sheriff.
You boys keep him covered. That's just what I'm aiming to do. Right now.
He's covered, Sheriff. If he as much as makes a move...
Stop!
Hey, what...
Dave, he's got a gun.
Yes, and I'll use it. Now back up there, Sheriff.
You're caught in trouble, Dave.
Back up, I said.
Great Scott, Dave. Dave, you're walking. Well,
now I'll take over.
But Dave is standing on his feet. He's walking.
Well, right, hey, so I am.
Now, Sheriff, you listen to me. Dave knows who I am. He knows I'm not a crook. He knows I'm his friend. Just as I knew he'd make a superhuman effort to help me if I needed help. Tonight I took a chance.
But who are you?
I believed what Hilda said. I believe that Dave could walk if he could be made to forget himself. And that's just what he did. He walked into this room when he thought I was in danger.
Mister, you're still in danger.
You want Swifty Sereno, don't you?
Sure.
Bring him in, Toto.
Hurry up. Get move on.
Get in there. Swifty Sereno.
Why? Don't let him shoot me.
Hold your fire, Dave. This is a job for the sheriff.
Well, I'll be a son of a gun.
It's Sereno, all right.
All right, Mrs. Adams. You may come in now.
Come here, you bank robbing sidewinder.
Now, Sheriff.
Here, money. Him get this from bank.
Hey, look, Sheriff. Oh, go on right. He took the money from the bank.
Dave. Oh, Dave. I can't believe it.
Oh, what's the matter, Hilda? Where have you been?
But, Dave, don't you realize...
Realize what?
You said you could never do it, but you did. You walked.
Walked?
Oh, Dave, he made you do it. He made you.
Do you still want to take me prisoner, Sheriff?
Well, I...
Come, Toto. You've given the sheriff his man. We'll see you again, Dave.
Hilda. Hilda, he made me walk.
And you keep on walking, Dave.
Dave, tell me one thing before I take this crook to jail. Who is that masked man?
Sheriff, I couldn't tell you before because I was afraid you wouldn't believe me.
Tell me, Dave, tell me. After what I've seen, I'll believe anything.
He's the Lone Ranger.
Copyrighted feature originated by George W. Trendle and directed by Charles D. Livingston. The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.